Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't wait to talk to Dick Vermeil. Here is Dick Vermeil's Fearless Forecast presented by Independence Blue Cross. Live Fearless. The great Dick Vermeil's out of line. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Hey, Dick, before we start talking about the football, I know you had a big dinner at Otho Davis, and you were given the opportunity to give out the Dick Vermeil Award to Merrill Reese. Could you talk a little bit about what Merrill has meant to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I think, I think he's the third longest tenured employee in the history of the Eagles. You know,
wow.
Leo Carlin, I think, is number one, and Joyce Eyman number two, or vice versa. But anyway, nobody's done what he's done any better. You know, the number of games that he has broadcast, and he has a winning percentage in his broadcasting at 55%. So, you know, the Eagles fans will keep him because he's a winner, you know. He's just a very special guy. And having coached in two other cities, I know how valuable and how good he really is because I have something to compare him to. And he's very special. I'm very proud to be hooked at the hip with him now on him receiving the Dick Vermeil Award.
Well, it's a great award, and he is a great, great recipient of it. Dick, what was your reaction to Sunday night's loss to Dallas?
Disappointment. Yeah, you know, disappointment. I anticipated them, and I think Doug and the coaching staff did too, anticipated them playing the best game of the year, and they did. They got beat by a good football team, but they're a little better than that. You know, and right now they're not making the plays. It's been echoed by everybody all week long, as well as the coaches. And maybe they just don't have the ability to make those plays right now. You know, that it's a pretty consistent problem, and it hasn't been solved.
Dick, one of the things we are drawing a conclusion about, which may or may not be true, is that they really miss Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, and that those guys were very important in preparing scripts. First 15 plays in the West Coast offense, the scripts haven't been good this year. They haven't been effective. Are you seeing that? Do you sense that they miss those guys?
Well, you know, when you lose two good coaches, it's very hard to replace them.
Right.
Sometimes when you lose coaches, you upgrade. I was very fortunate that many times when I lost coaches, I ended up having someone replace them that was better and every bit as experienced. In this case, Doug went with younger people. And I'm sure they're improving and getting better. They may not be Frank Reich or the quarterback coach, but I'm sure they're making a contribution toward winning. They just aren't winning. And, don't take credit away from Doug, what he did last year. You know, my God, the head coach is still responsible. And I am sure, in my knowledge anyway, Doug's about 90% responsible for the script itself. Now, the preparation to put the script together, the entire offensive staff works in that. Line coach, receiver coach, everybody works on that. Because combined knowledge and preparation is better than one singular approach. And, Doug is still a head coach, and I think he's every bit the coach he was last year. It just isn't going as well.
You know, Dick, we've bounced around the Carson Wentz week also because he's got great numbers. He's got a 108 passer rating. But he hasn't been good at the very beginning of games, and he hasn't made the big plays at the end. Tell us what you're seeing from that young man.
Well, you know, I see as a spectator and a former football coach, you know, I've gone through that period of time in my career, too, where we couldn't hardly make a first down in the first series of downs. I remember getting booed out of the stadium a number of times, you know, because we weren't productive in that first series. And many times it's the plays that you include within that script. Sometimes it's the tension within the quarterback. I used to try to start out in ways that would help Ron Jaworski start out positively, because once he got going and got hot, he could really start lighting it up. But there were times when he would be so intense, and, you know, he'd want to hit a linebacker in the mouth, that guy, you know, and he wouldn't throw the ball accurately. And plus, he would throw the short ball too hard and make it difficult to catch. I don't know what Carson's problem is, but in the past he's been successful in early downs. So I think it's probably a combination of everything that could be wrong is wrong right now. They just can't get it put together correctly.
All right, Dick, this next question is, I think, important to a lot of fans because so many people look up to you. At the end of the first half on Sunday, the Eagles were down 13-3, and they really got booed. They got booed so much that Al Michaels pointed out that we have short memories and not appreciative of a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, I heard it.
Peter
King,
you heard all that. What was your reaction? Did you think it was merited, or do you think after you win a Super Bowl, there should be a little more latitude by the fans?
I think you would like the latitude, but I think it was real. That's Philadelphia. That's why they love you so much and get so mad at you. You know, that's our profile here in Philadelphia. You know, and I was mad too. My wife sitting in the other chair, she was mad. God darn you guys, what's wrong with you? You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I think you expect it, you know, and understand it. It comes from the passion and how much they care for their team. And it's really not as negative as it would be if it happened in somebody else's stadium.
I got to tell you, Dick, you just illustrated why this city loves you. You understand them so well. You really do. I want to get to accountability next because Jason Kelce made an issue of that this week and actually talked to his fellow teammates. He said on our show that he does not find the players on this team to be as accountable, as willing to sacrifice as the team, as the players on last year's team. Could you talk a little bit about accountability and what a coach can do to get guys to give a little more?
Well, first, I think statements like that are BS. I think they make them up when the question's asked, you know. And I think the coach should always be held accountable. You know, it starts with the head coach. And but I really think they're probably holding themselves accountable and working with the same effort they worked last year. They're just not getting the same results, so everything is evaluated negatively. But I don't agree with Kelce. I really don't.
Well,
when
he's naming players,
privately,
he wasn't pointing the finger at the coach. He was pointing at some of his fellow teammates, Dick.
Well, I don't believe in that. Okay. And, you know, and he's earned the right to be listened to.
Right.
You know, he's put on the suit at the end of the parade and told everybody what everything was about the year before, and now he's sort of vocal about what's going on right now. That's his right. He's earned the right. He's been a leader. But I really don't believe it.
Okay, Dick, now it's going to get kind of tough around here because we're going to talk about New Orleans and Drew Brees. Mm. Drew Brees is having an amazing year, Dick. They're putting up points that are terrifying how many points they're putting up. What do you see when you look at the Saints?
I think he's a Hall of Fame lock on the first vote.
Yep.
I don't think he's ever been given credit for being as good as he is. 8 out of the last 10 years, he's had a plus 100 quarterback efficiency rating, which no one else has ever done. Okay, no one has ever done that. He has 4 in a row of over, and now he's got, 21 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yep.
You only do that by staying in the same system for a long time. You know, he's been in that system since 2006, working with the same head coach, with the same play caller, with the same preseason, the same practice routines in preparation for games, game planning. And he is so efficient. To throw as many times as he has and throw one interception is unbelievable. Yeah, so you just have to say no one's done it any better than he is doing it right now.
I'm with you, Dick, and I'm after the way the Eagles' defense played in that second half, I'm afraid of what he'll do to the Eagles on Sunday. What do you see happening with Breeze when he faces the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be trouble. You know, first off, you're playing – but the secondary, that's really your second string, except for one starter.
Yep.
You know, and regardless, if you take one man out of a starting lineup in basketball, you've got 4 starters and one guy that isn't as good as the other guys, you normally get beat. It's football. It's even magnified when you're going up against a quarterback like Drew Brees with 3 starters out. And that's, and you know, and one great pass rusher, the young pass rusher, is not playing anymore. So all those things add up to hurt you when you go against a guy like him. But the defense is not as bad as everybody thinks they are. You know, some of their numbers are better than they were last year. Where their numbers are really bad is taking the ball away. They haven't taken the ball away this year, and it's killing them. And sometimes that's due to lack of consistent pressure. by the down four? I don't know. I haven't studied it in detail. I don't have access to that kind of evaluation process. But the defense will play well. The defense will play hard. But stopping Drew Brees with a backup secondary is going to be almost impossible.
All right. That's kind of the way I saw it. The best thing, Dick, that happened to me the whole week, middle of the week, I received a case of Vermeer wines. And I can't thank you enough. These wines are so great. And the great news is if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeer wines shipped directly to your home. Just go to vermeerwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, you're good at that too, man. You're good at everything,
man. No, I wish I was the winemaker. I am not, you know.
Well,
I'm just the guy that loves wine and wants it done right, just like we do in the coach football teams. You want it done right. If you put your name on it, you want to be able to take pride in it. We're up to 81 club members in Philadelphia right now. So
Wow. We're
off to setting a record. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you picked the right guy to do it, Dick. Thank you as always. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Go Eagles.
Dick Vermeil has selected in his fearless forecast the Saints. And he said it would be almost impossible to beat Drew Brees. Right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.